Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Julien Huyer. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is criticized for not revealing details of an attack on Australian personnel by the Chinese Navy until after he met President Xi Jinping at the APEC summit. Former Prime Minister and current US Ambassador Kevin Rudd has defended Mr. Albanese's conduct against criticism from the opposition and crossbenchers. He says Defence Minister Richard Marles had made Australia's objections absolutely clear to Chinese authorities. Independent Senator Jackie Lambie has told Sky News the incident, which saw Australian naval divers injured by sonar pulses, should have been raised at the summit.
You can't sit there and pretend you're going to be nice on trade while this is going on with our own Navy people that could have brought more harm to them, and without raising this. This is just ridiculous. What happened to the friendship and the trust that we were building and all the rest? But more importantly, simple, come out this morning, come and answer some questions. Tell Australians what's going on. Keeping this in the dark is not helpful.
Emergency legislation rushed through Parliament to apply more strict visa conditions on 93 people released from immigration detention could face a legal challenge. Constitutional expert George Williams says legislation passed last week requiring ankle monitors and imposing imprisonment for those in breach of tight reporting requirements may be outside the scope of the government's powers. The federal government has again defended its decision not to legislate sooner before a High Court decision which led to the release of the migrants, some of whom have been convicted of serious crimes, including rape and murder. Nationals Senator Barnaby Joyce has told Channel 7 the legislation, which passed with bipartisan support after amendments by the opposition, should have been made before the High Court's decision.
I mean, all those amendments that you just talked about are Peter Dutton's amendments. What on earth is going on? They've got a six-month warning about this. 6 months ago, they started saying, well, mate, you're on shaky ground. Well, the shaky ground just opened up.
Optus CEO Kelly Bayer Rosmarin has resigned from the telecommunications giant after 18 months marked by a cyber attack and a nationwide outage. Mrs. Bayer Rosmarin, who has tendered her resignation today after facing a Senate interrogation on Friday, says her decision is in the best interest of Optus moving forward. During the Senate hearing, Mrs. Bayer Rosmarin was asked why hundreds of Optus customers were unable to make emergency calls during the 12-hour outage, but said the telco couldn't fully investigate due to complex relationships. Chief Financial Officer Michael Venter will assume the role of interim CEO while continuing in his current position. A new cyber health check program is being set up for small businesses, which allows them to undertake a free assessment of their security measures. The Albanese government has announced it will spend $7.2 million to offer the voluntary program as part of its Australian cybersecurity strategy for 2023 to 2030. This comes after concerns about national cybersecurity following an Optus outage which saw millions of small businesses and customers unable to access the internet and make calls, and a cyber attack which saw Australia's largest ports operator shut down its operations. Minister for Small Business Julie Collins says the program is about helping businesses who understand the risk to their data but do not know how to keep it safe.
There's around 94,000 cyber attacks a year, and the average cost for small businesses is around $46,000 for each attack. This is about making small businesses more resilient. Mm-hmm. It's about also protecting consumers whose data they hold.
I am Julien Heuillet. This is SBS News in Easy English.